the name of that tune. Say, joining us in the studio right now is Yvonne Mills. And if that name sounds familiar, it's because Yvonne was here maybe a month ago?
Maybe.
Something like that. When you were in here with David Grinstead and Marco Good and...
Steve.
Steve. Barb Steve Levine. as part of a group that kind of gets together on Friday evenings up at behind Betsy Bowen's studio up there.
Community Song Circle.
There you go, Community Song Circle. First of all, welcome to the Roadhouse again.
Thank
nice to have you back.
Thank you.
But now it's different this time because, A, you're in here all alone.
Mm-hmm. We're here too, Bob.
Well, I know, but I mean, as a performer,
that's
which
true.
Clearly you and I are not.
That's clear too.
That's right,
no.
And in which we have proved on many, many occasions. Mm-hmm. But also, you are kicking off, and I want to get this right, the What's Upstairs Summer Show, easy for me to say, What's Upstairs Summer Show series tomorrow night at 7 p.m. at What's Upstairs, which is above Betsy Bowen Studio.
That is correct.
So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Are you nervous?
Yes. it's pretty much my first ever concert.
There you go. Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
That's exciting. Mm-hmm. Now, I read, actually, because Anne told me this after getting it from you, that you get your first guitar from your dad. Of course, your dad is Harris Mills, who is a musician and has been heard here locally. And that you took it with you to Ireland when you went there to study, and you used it to earn your first beer.
Yeah, I think, well...
Maybe not your first beer.
It was
first
close
beer
to
in
my
Ireland.
First. No, no, it was one of the first couple in Ireland.
Yeah.
I mean,
but you
first
must
couple
have,
ever, probably.
You must have been pretty good right away then.
Oh, well, I don't know. Maybe everyone else already had a whole bunch of beers.
And they just thought it would be good to get you one, too. Obviously, your father is, but do you come from a musical family?
Both my mom and my dad, yeah. My mom plays piano and sings, and she used to play guitar, but not really in my memory.
And
all my siblings are
musicians.
Pretty musical.
Dave is?
Well, he doesn't play much, but he does play piano, and he used to play trombone.
And was when you were growing up, is this something that was highly encouraged by your parents, or did you all kind of gravitate towards it naturally because of their interest in it?
I think we all liked it. My mom probably had to bug us to practice for our piano lessons.
So do you play the piano?
Not much anymore. I can read some piano music, but it would take me a while to learn it
So what other than the fact that perhaps your dad played, what intrigued you about getting started with the guitar?
Just love to sing. It seemed easier and travelable.
You could carry it.
Portable. Thank you. I guess I liked.
I'm going to write that down.
Kazoo is even easier to travel with.
No, I mean a pretty fuller sound, but not as big or complicated as a piano. I don't know. I mean, I like the sound of it too.
Sure.
That's what.
Now you said you like to sing.
Has
that always been part of your life? Singing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't really remember when.
Now, like when you were in school, did you
in
do
schools,
choral type stuff?
Yep, yeah. Always in choir and just, yeah.
Campfires,
yeah.
Kumbaya type stuff?
Yeah, and I have a memory of this girl in eighth grade who always would turn around and give me kind of this evil look because I just sang so loud because I love to sing, you know, and I always... didn't like her because of that. But, you know, the choir teacher never told me to be quiet.
So. Yeah, right.
But I could sort of understand her now because I was recently in a school and, you know, young kids and this one person was quite louder than everyone else. And I was like, oh, well, you know, there's something to listening and balance. And
well, and you see, then there's your singing has also given you an appreciation for what other people to go through too.
Yeah.
Well, enough talk for a little bit anyway. How about doing some music for us?
Okay.
What you're going to do tonight is going to be that kind of a sampling of what you'll be doing tomorrow night too?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm probably going to do the songs here tomorrow. Yeah. I'm not a songwriter, so I started wondering if little small I hope there's no issues that I haven't really, legal issues about singing
playing
someone
other
else's
people's
song,
music?
You know?
No, no, go ahead.
Radio, but
no, no, we don't pay any attention to that.
If that were the
here.
Case, I don't know what I'd sing right now.
There you go. Well, so, we can assure you that it's not here. We have a high-powered team of attorneys that cover it.
Okay. Yes. They're so, right underneath the desk here, listening.
This is an old song that maybe a lot of people know. I'm new to it. Dink's song. I know Bob Dylan did it. He didn't write it, but no one really knows who wrote it. Well, it's an American folk song anyway, but someone heard a slave, I think, singing it in a field. Or no, it was some levee worker's wife was washing laundry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. This woman was washing her husband's laundry, and this person overheard her. So, think song. If I had wings like Noah's dove, I'd fly up the river to the one I love. Fare thee well, my honey, fare thee well. If I met your man who was long and tall, I'd hit his body like a cannonball. Fare thee well, my honey, fare thee well. One of these days, and it won't be long, you call my name and I'll be gone. Fare thee well, one night in a drizzling rain, around my heart felt an aching pain. Fare thee well, oh honey, fare thee well. When I wore my apron low, couldn't keep you from my door. My door, and you won't come in. Fare thee well, oh honey, fare thee well. If I had listened to what my mama said, I'd be at home in my mama's bed. Fare thee well, oh honey, fare thee well.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
You have a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
Yvonne Mills here at the Roadhouse. What do you call that when there's a slight movement in your voice? What
like
is
a,
that?
Like a break from...
Well, it's...
from like a tremolo?
Is it that what it is? Anyway, it's beautiful. It really is. And did you... I know you like to sing and have always liked to sing, but did you ever have like professional...
I tried one quarter of voice lessons one of my college years, but just, I don't know, couldn't get into it or didn't have the discipline or something. You know, it just was so opera feeling or classical, and I know now, and I suppose I've known for a while, that just that kind of training can help no matter what.
Sure.
But at the time, I...
Didn't get it.
Yeah.
And it is interesting, not only with singing, but also with instruments, that a great many people who play a lot of different kinds of music, their original training was classical. It's almost like that prepares you for almost anything.
Yeah.
Now that, you're talking about the fact that you, did you say you're not, or? don't write much in terms of your own music.
I don't think that what I have written counts. I mean, no, I mean, I might take a familiar melody, a melody that already exists,
uh-huh.
and write silly words.
Oh, I see.
Or, yeah, I've done that to one song.
Okay.
Silly, kind of silly words.
You've changed the song a little.
Yeah.
And vocally.
Just kind of very small amounts of silliness.
In terms of the songs that you do, obviously, then you're covering the works of others. What kind of songs do you gravitate toward?
Folksy, maybe alternative, mountain gospel,
mm-hmm.
country, old country.
You mean you know both kind of musics, country and western?
Well, no, no. Okay. Wait, which one is not like Garth Brooks? Is that a name that? Yeah, no,
yeah,
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't really not do that style. No. So the other one is old country
old
traditional
style.
Country.
Traditional. Country.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
like
roots.
The song you just did,
Americana
yeah.
roots. Music.
Yeah, yes. yeah, yeah. I think I probably know some of those, and
okay.
so some names. Like Nancy Griffith, Iris DeMent, Gillian Welch,
yep.
You know, that kind of.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And it. And
lots of women's voices. I can just resonate, and I can just. I
now,
don't know. I can.
No, is that the guitar that your dad gave you when you?
No.
Or is this a newer,
no,
different
I don't
one?
Even know. I don't even know for sure where that one is.
Oh
anymore.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hope he's not listening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, sorry, Dad. I don't think he is. He's in Michigan.
Oh, probably not, then. Probably not.
But, yeah.
We want to remind folks that Yvonne Mills, who is our musical guest this evening, will be performing tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. at What's Upstairs. That's above Betsy Bowen Studio here in Grand Marais. For those of you that are kind of from the area and not tracking on that, it's the old Playhouse. And before that, it was the old Lutheran Church?
Lutheran Church, yes.
Lutheran Church.
With the big steeple.
Right, mm-hmm. right. Now, and I should let people know that it is a free will admission.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you've got some people that are going to be joining you for part of the show tomorrow
yeah.
night?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've invited some friends because I really love harmony. I mean, I love to sing in general, but when I have someone harmonizing with me or I'm harmonizing with someone, it just can give me chills and just, I don't know, the way that vibrates and resonates. And
mm-hmm. So yeah. Who's going to be joining you?
Barb Levine.
Steve.
Maybe she'll tell the
story. I don't remember why that's her name anymore.
I know.
But,
I know.
Amanda Hand. David Grinstead and
uh-huh.
Marco.
Oh, great.
Is that it?
Great.
Yeah, I was so impressed with Marco's voice as well when
yeah,
you were in here together.
He's got a great voice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
His range. He can sing so high and sing mm-hmm. low.
So what are you going to do for us next?
You're ready for another song?
Sure.
Well, in honor of bringing my first guitar, which I don't have, to Ireland, I could do an Irish one.
Sure. That'd be great.
This is Whiskey in the Jar. It's traditional. As I was going over the far-famed Kerry Mountains, I met with Captain Farrell, and his money he was counting. I first produced my pistol, and then produced my rapier, saying, "Stand and deliver, for I am a bold deceiver." Mush-a-ring-dum-a-doo-dum-a-da. Whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. Counted out his money, and it made a pretty penny. I put it in my pocket, and I took it home to Jenny. She smiled and she swore that she never would deceive me. But the devil take the women, for they never can be easy. Mush-a-ring-dum-a-doo-dum-a-da. Whack full the daddy-ho, whack full the daddy-ho, there's whiskey in the jar. I went into my chamber, all for to take a slumber. I dreamt of gold and jewels, and for sure it was no wonder. But Jenny took my charges, and she filled them up with water. Then sent for Captain Farrell to be ready for the slaughter. Mush-a-ring-dum-a-doo-dum-a-da. Whack full the daddy-ho, whack full the daddy-ho, there's whiskey in the jar. 'Twas early in the morning as I rose up to travel. The guards were all around me, and likewise Captain Farrell. I first produced my pistol, for she stole away my rapier. But I couldn't shoot the water, so a prisoner I was taken. Musha ring dum a doo dum a da. Whack full the daddy ho, whack full the daddy ho, there's whiskey in the jar. If anyone can aid me, it's my brother in the army. If I can find his station in Cork or in Killarney, and if he'll come and save me, we'll go roving near Kilkenny. And I swear he'll treat me better than me darling sportlin' Jenny. Musha-ring-dum-a-doo-dum-a-da. Whack fall the daddy-ho, whack fall the daddy-ho, there's whiskey in the jar. Now some men take delight in the drinking and the roving, and others take delight in the gambling and the smoking. But I take delight in the juice of the barley, and courting pretty fair maids in the morning bright and early. Musha-ring-dum-a-doo-dum-a-da. Whack full the daddy-ho, whack full the daddy-ho, there's whiskey in the jar. Musha-ring-dum-a-doo-dum-a-da. Whack full the daddy-ho, whack full the daddy-ho, there's whiskey in the jar.
Yvonne Mills here on the Roadhouse. That was great.
That was a fun one.
You know, I'm glad you... I've heard that song since I mean, I've always liked folk music. I've heard that song since I was a little kid by a number of different artists. So what is it? Whack fall? What's that line?
You know, I think there's a slight difference in that, too. Whack full, F-O-L, I think. Or I have written here whack four, but I have... I sing it whack full because I learned whack another. Full.
The daddy-o?
The daddy-o. Whack full,
what does all that mean? You know?
No, I looked it up because I was checking.
Means your dad's
titles.
A little wacky.
Whack
full. Might be. Yeah. I don't know.
But it's he is. I think it said it's just kind of a nonsense little syllable. Just, I don't know.
Okay, because I've always wondered, what are they saying?
Whack full, the daddy-o. I think you can look it up these days.
Probably. Yeah, you're probably right.
But I never, I'm not too big on research. I just want to sing
you just like to sing the song.
But I know you got to. It's interesting to know these things.
Now, tomorrow night's going to be, as we mentioned, your first night headlining, as they say in your biz, the music biz. Do you think, you know, and we've had a lot of musicians, a lot of artists on our program, and have always commented, particularly the local ones, what a great area Cook County is, because there's so many venues and so many places to perform, and that people really appreciate the music. Do you see this now leading to perhaps trying to play other places and...
Perhaps. I'm trying to figure out if is that what I want. And, you know, in this venue, we were hoping that my performance could be acoustic, but I just don't think I can sing that loud for 2 hours with maybe if nobody's there, you know, and there's a good echo.
With no mic, you mean?
Yeah. But once there's a bunch of bodies and absorbing the sound, it's really hard to.
Yeah.
So I'm struggling with, do I want to get all the trappings and
all the equipment?
All the equipment. And you know, I love to sing, but I love the simple, I don't know. I'm considering.
Something that I've thought about, which a lot of cities have, and it's really quite charming. That I would think we could do in Grand Marais, because we have a lot of tourists, a lot of people wandering on the streets, street musician.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, my dad was a little bit interested in trying to do that
in the campground.
There was a little discussion.
Trickiness with, do we need a permit and who needs it and who's in charge of that?
There's always something.
It seemed like such a simple thing, and then it just seemed to get so complicated. But
kind of like a lot of things.
That's
kind of like life.
Yeah.
You have to get your own street. That's no problem.
And then if you're earning money, it's like, well, then there's some kind of issue with that.
Yeah, exactly. But you would think there'd be a way, because, I mean, if you go to San Francisco, for instance, down by the harbor, they're all over.
Yeah.
And it's great. People really enjoy it.
And I guess here now it's okay if you're on private property and you just have the permission of...
Well, all right, in that case, then you're welcome to come to my yard anytime you want and play. Unfortunately, not a lot of people walk.
Not a lot of tourists there.
You're not going to get a lot of, you know... A
couple of gophers.
Yeah. And a dandelion. Well, I think we've got time for one more. Can you do one more for us?
Sure. I will do an a cappella one because I also really love ballads.
Okay, great.
So that's, I need an A. One morning in May, I overheard a married man to a young girl say, "Go and dress you up, pretty Katie, and come along with me across the blue mountains to the Alleghenies. I'll buy you a horse, love, and a saddle to ride. I'll buy myself another to ride by your side. We'll stop in every tavern and drink when we're dry across the blue mountains. Goes my Katie and I." Then up spoke her mother, and angry was she then, crying, "Daughter, oh daughter, he is a married man. Besides, there are young men plenty, more handsome than he. Let him take his own wife to the Alleghenies." They left before daybreak on a dapple and a roan, through tall shivering pines where the mockingbird mourns, past dark cabin windows whose eyes never shall see across the blue mountains to the Alleghenies.
That's beautiful.
Thanks.
Yeah, that very, was just nice. Lovely.
Your voice really does, I think, lend itself to the kind of, maybe that's why it appeals to you, to the kind of music you like to do, the older, more traditional stuff. Yeah. It really does. Very nice.
I spent some time in the Appalachian Mountains in North Carolina and heard ballads like that, and that's where I heard that one down there. So
that's wonderful. Yeah,
great music down there.
Our musical guest this evening has been Yvonne Mills. Yvonne will be headlining her first solo appearance here in Grand Marais tomorrow evening at What's Upstairs up above Betsy Bowen Studio. It's kicking off the What's Upstairs summer show series. This is really hard to say. There's lots of S's there. Lots. At any rate, thank you so much for coming in
tonight.
We really appreciate it, and hopefully you can come back.